Welcome to the Anchorverse, where we will share a collection of poems from the Bible and other sources that give glory to God. I hope you enjoy the readings. The Day I Fell in Love by Hope Shuma. The day my eyes opened, I realized the sun shone every day. The beauty of the sunrise in the morning filled my heart with joy. The magnificent sunset moments in the evening lifted my spirit. The fresh breath of falling waters made me smile inwardly. Birds humming sweetly took my heart afar into sweet land, and I rejoiced. I looked, then I saw the beauty I never realized as each day passed. Moments with the nature bonded me with the Creator. I comprehended the one who created, for he is greater than I. I laughed joyfully as I walked on the grass and mingled with the nature. Fresh drops of water touched my feet. The feeling made me cry of joy. How could I have not seen and known all this beauty before? Days became sweet to me. Nothing else mattered so much except you. The times we shared together in our secret place built me. I took heed of your word and kept your statutes in my heart so I may not depart from you. I keep the word from you so I may do things your way and be successful. When I opened up to you, you gave me the reason to live. Life with you is good, so good. I just have to share it with others around. Waking up and listening to sweet hymns from the birds makes my day. Waking up and smelling the fresh breath of the day makes me spread my arms and fly. Waking up and knowing that you have granted me yet another day blesses my soul. Take my hand and let me not depart from you, O Lord. When I gave my heart to you, all things opened up for me. That's the day I fell in love with you. The Day I Fell in Love by Hope Shuma. Psalm 103, a psalm of David. Oh, my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I'll bless his holy name. Oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, everyone. He heals your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. God makes everything come out right. He puts victims back on their feet. He showed Moses how he went about his work, opened up his plans to all Israel. God is sheer mercy and grace, not easily angered. He's rich in love. He doesn't endlessly nag and scold, nor hold grudges forever. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve, nor pay us back in full for our wrongs. As high as heaven is over the earth, so strong is his love to those who fear him. And as far as sunrise is from sunset, he has separated us from our sins. As parents feel about their children, God feels for those who fear him. He knows us inside and out, keeps in mind that we're made of mud. Men and women don't live very long. Like wildflowers, they spring up and blossom. But a storm snuffs them out just as quickly, leaving nothing to show they were here. God's love, though, is ever and always eternally present to all who fear him, making everything right for them and their children as they follow his covenant ways and remember to do whatever he said. God has set his throne in heaven. He rules over us all. He's the king. So bless God, you angels, ready and able to fly at his bidding, quick to hear and do what he says. Bless God, all you armies of angels, alert to respond to whatever he wills. Bless God, all creatures, wherever you are, everything and everyone made by God, and you, oh my soul, bless God. Psalm 103.